What if you could have a career where the opportunities are as vast as our nation, where it's not about mission statements, but a shared mission? At U.S. Customs and Border Protection, we go beyond to protect more than borders. From ship to shore, air to ground, cities to local communities, CBP agents and officers are keeping people safe. Join U.S. Customs and Border Protection and go beyond for something far greater than yourself. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Now for our story. It was early evening in Aunt Mary Lane's farm on Willow Road. Aunt Mary and Lefty Larkin, her old friend and helper, had finished a leisurely supper, punctuated by sighs of great satisfaction from Lefty, for Aunt Mary had cooked corned beef hash, an old favorite with Lefty. Then, as Aunt Mary had washed the dishes, Lefty had dried them and put them away in his helter-skelter masculine fashion. Later, when he was safely out of the way in the parlor, building up a great roaring fire which would last all evening, Aunt Mary had gone back to straighten up the cupboard so she could find things for breakfast in the morning. But she wouldn't have let Lefty catch her at this for the world. He imagined himself to be such a great help around the kitchen. Now, Aunt Mary is smoothing a little glycerin and rose water on her hands as she joins Lefty.
What's that nice perfume, Aunt Mary?
Oh, just a little hand lotion. This cold weather makes my hands rough.
Smells nice.
Mm-hmm. I've used it for years. Well, that's a lovely fire, Lefty.
Thanks.
What are you chuckling about?
I was just remembering when Peggy was in high school. How the kids all used to congregate here and popcorn in the evenings.
Oh, yes. Will you ever forget the toasted marshmallows? Things used to seem sticky for days, no matter how much I cleaned. Those were happy times.
Yes, they were. Well, there goes the 7:15, right on time. Guess I better wind my watch.
How's that watch of yours running, Lefty?
Perfect. Gosh, I don't know what I'd do without this old timepiece. It's almost as much a part of me as my two hands.
I'll never forget the Christmas Peggy gave it to you.
Neither will I. It completely floored me.
Let's see, that was in... Well, I guess she was 13.
Poor kid. She must have saved her allowance for months and months.
Yes. When the youngsters used to stop in for milkshakes and things after school, Peggy would just go in and sit with them so she could save the money.
Ye gods, I didn't know that, Aunt Mary. You shouldn't have let her.
Oh, it didn't hurt her, Lefty. In fact, it was good for her. She was bound and determined to give you a watch. And I thought it would be good for her to make that little sacrifice. It made her gift mean that much more.
Well, it's my most treasured possession, that's for sure. Peggy coming home early tonight?
I don't really know. She called this afternoon late and said she was having dinner with Nicholas.
Was she in a cheerful mood?
Why, yes, I think so. Why do you ask?
Oh, I don't know. Everything seems sort of haywire lately. The marriage.
What's bothering you about it?
It's kind of hard to say. I'll admit I've been for it all along, but now...
Have you changed your mind? Is that it?
No, I haven't changed exactly. But Peggy's attitude is what gets me. She's so lukewarm about the arrangements for the wedding. I know she wants it to be simple, but then...
Lots of girls prefer a simple ceremony.
But even so, for instance, that business about getting a new dress. Gosh, I thought girls always wanted to get dressed up.
Usually, they do.
Yeah, I know. And, well... When I have to put it into words, it doesn't sound very important, I guess. Maybe I'm sort of romantic about the whole thing. I've always dreamt how it would be. Peggy in one of those long, white, filmy-looking affairs with veil and stuff. Maybe that sort of thing's gone out of style. Is that it?
Oh, no, Lefty. The traditional bridal dress is still quite the thing, so far as I know. When people want to go in for it.
Oh, well, I don't know. But there's something about the way Peggy's been acting that worries me. I have an idea she's not happy.
Well, perhaps you're right. But the point is, Peggy thinks she's happy.
Thinks she is? And you think she's not?
Well...
Then I was right.
You see, Lefty, Peggy made up her mind about something. And she's determined to go through with the marriage, regardless of... how she feels in her heart.
Oh, you're thinking of Bill Meade again. You still think Peggy's in love with the boy, don't you, Aunt Mary?
I'm afraid I do.
Well, considering that's the way you look at it, I must say you're mighty calm.
Well, Lefty, I'll tell you. I have a funny premonition about this plan Peggy and Nicholas have. I just have a feeling it may not go through. Something may change.
But how can it? If, as you say, Peggy's set on the idea.
Well, I have a feeling Nicholas may break the engagement.
Nicholas? But why? He wants to marry Peggy. He's told me so many times.
No, but you see, Lefty, Nicholas is in love with Peggy.
Well, holy smoke, I should hope so. But that doesn't make sense, Aunt Mary, what you said about his wanting to break it off. Why would he want to do that?
He might want to, if he thought Peggy was in love with Bill.
But she isn't.
I'm pretty sure, Lefty, that Nicholas Dorn believes she is.
And at that same moment, the two young people under discussion were driving along the highway toward Wakefield. They had had a very pleasant dinner, and afterward had danced a few times to the music of the cafe's jukebox.
I've had a wonderful time tonight, Nicholas.
I'm glad, Peggy.
With a lovely dinner. You're a very good dancer.
It's nice to see you so happy. I'd say you had spring fever, but I know that it isn't spring.
It's a nice song, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's right, too. That's exactly the sort of feeling I have. Lighthearted and sort of excited for no particular reason. The way you are in springtime.
I know the feeling. That is, I remember it dimly from my youth. Peggy, there is a reason why you feel that way tonight.
Is there?
Uh-huh. You've gotten rid of all your bitterness.
Oh. You mean because I talked to Bill?
That's it.
Yes, I guess you're right. I hate not being open and honest with people. It's so much better to get along, be friendly.
Of course it is. I'm proud of you, darling. I only wish I were as sterling a character, as honest.
Why, Nick, you're always honest. You never pretend about things.
Peggy, don't bank on that too much. I might let you down sometime.
Oh, no, Nicholas. You'd never do that. I'm positive. Nicholas?
Yes, darling?
Before we started out this evening, when we were at the hotel, you said you had something to tell me. I've felt all evening that there was something on your mind. Why don't you say what it is and get it over with?
Well, I should. Especially since this seems to be the day for putting cards on the table.
Of course you should, Nick. After all, when we're married, we don't want to have secrets from each other. We might as well begin right here and now, telling each other exactly what we think.
When we're married. Oh, Peggy, Peggy.
Nicholas, what?
Well, Peggy, the thing is, I've been thinking it over and, well...
Nicholas, I've never seen you act like this. Well, for heaven's sake, say it.
I think we should postpone the wedding.
Postpone it?
Yes, darling. You see, after all, we've kept it pretty quiet. You've only told a few people. It wouldn't hurt to delay it a little while, would it?
No, I suppose not. Nicholas, I don't quite understand. Is it because of Julie?
No, darling, it's certainly not.
Then why?
Because of you, Peggy.
Oh. Well, of course, Nicholas, if you changed your mind, if you don't want to marry me...
Don't say that, Peggy. Don't even think it. You see, darling, it's because I want to too much.
Postpone the wedding. No. Nicholas Dorn was much too honest with himself not to admit that he'd made a compromise he had no right to make. Since he knew very well that Peggy was in love with Bill Meade, he ought to have stepped out of the picture completely and finally. But when it came to saying it, the words just wouldn't come. He loved Peggy too much. And yet, Nicholas knew in his heart he'd merely postpone doing what he eventually must do.